Hey guys, this is Mark Sieverkrop again, and welcome back to Real World Networking. And today, I'm going to answer a question that I received, and I'm going to talk about the role of technology in your networking. But before I do, I want to invite you to something. In a couple weeks, now a couple weeks back actually, I did a free call on the 4 ways to grow your network in 20 minutes or less. Now I'm going to be doing that same call in a couple weeks, or in a week or so. October 17th, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to be doing the same call. It's going to be an hour call. We're going to talk about the 4 ways to grow your network in 20 minutes or less. So if you missed that last call, if you want to be on it again, if you came, or if you've never even heard about it and this is your first time hearing about it, go ahead and sign up for it. You do need to sign up to get the number to call in, but it's an absolutely free call, and you can get all the information on that if you go to sieverkrop.com/call. Again, sieverkrop.com/call. I'd love to see you there. And invite your friends. Let them know. Share that link with them and invite them to come as well. So today, we are talking about the role of technology in your networking. I got a friend of mine recently ask an interesting question. The question was, what is a socially acceptable way to use text messages as a way to follow up if you don't have an email address? You know, and as I was thinking about that question and how to answer it, I realized it's part of an even bigger question. And that question is, what is the role of technology in my networking efforts? You know, this is an important question to ask. It's a good question because technology is going to continue to change and evolve as quickly as it has done in the last 10 years. Now, the main thing to remember when you're trying to figure out how to utilize new technologies into your existing networking plan is to abide by principles. You might ask, what is a principle? I'm not talking about the guy that used to run the school that you went to. I'm talking about the unchanging truths. Principles are unchanging truths. They're the foundational aspects of your networking. They're the why, if you will. By taking any question and standing it up to the principle, standing it next to the principle, you can determine the correct course of action. Let me share with you a quote. This is one of my absolute favorite quotes. I teach them correct principles, and they govern themselves. And that was Joseph Smith. Now, my goal is always to teach you the principles behind the tactics. That way, you will be able to make decisions on your own regarding how to grow your network. That way, you'll be much more effective because you'll be able to make individual decisions that are specific to your situation. You'll be able to say, if this happens, what should I do? And you can stand next to the principal and make that decision. So with that in mind, and to answer my friend's question, here are a few principles and how they apply to that question. Number one, networking is about developing a meaningful connection with someone. The whole goal of networking is to develop and strengthen a connection you have with someone. Now with this in mind, do you think using text messages would help you develop and strengthen a connection with someone? Certainly. Is it the best way to follow up and strengthen a connection? Maybe. Maybe not. You know, that depends on the person. Second principle. Developing a relationship with someone takes repeated, consistent contact. Networking is not just a one-and-done proposition. To effectively network, you've got to be in it for the long haul. You have to consistently follow up with the person to slowly develop and maintain the relationship. So, thinking of our question above, is text messaging a way to follow up? Yes. Will it fit into a process of repeated, consistent contact? Yes. And if you don't have an email, text message is definitely better than not following up at all. Because as I've said a billion times, maybe not a billion, but probably 500,000 or so, if you're not going to follow up on the people you meet, you might as well not even network. You might as well not even talk to them because it doesn't make any sense. The third principle that we're going to talk about, developing relationships requires that you focus on the other person. Now, I've often quoted Dale Carnegie in the book How to Win Friends and Influence People on this blog, but it bears repeating again. To be interesting, be interested. Focus on the other person. When determining whether you should send someone a text message, think about them. How do they communicate? How do they prefer to be connected? Connect with them in the way that they prefer to be connected in. If you see them sending quite a few text messages, it's probably okay to do so. If they say, go ahead and text me, it's probably okay to do so. So these are a few principles that you can use, not only for text messaging, but these are principles that you can use to ask yourself when you're looking at any tactic or technique or way of growing your network. If you will consistently look at these principles, and if you will ask yourself if the technique or tactic you're using aligns with them, you will be able to answer your own question. And that's powerful because everybody's situation is different. You know, I can answer these questions, and I'm happy to do so. Please, please, if you have a question, send them to me, mark@sievercrop.com. I would love to answer them on the blog, on the audio blog here, through email, you know, however we do it. I would love to do that. But if you know the principles, then it will be easier for you to answer those questions yourself, because technology will continue to change and continue to present you with new ways to manage and build your network, but it'll also present you with more questions like the one that was asked today. And using those principles will help you to answer those questions and make informed, correct decisions on how to most effectively grow your network. So, with that in mind, my question to you today is, how do you use technology to develop, and maintain your relationships? Head on over to sievercrop.com/tech, T-E-C-H, and answer that question. And we will talk to you next time. Hey, are you still here? I said bye. Why are you still listening? Oh, well, so since you are still here, I'm going to ask you a quick favor. And that favor is, in iTunes and Stitcher, you can leave reviews. So if you're listening to this through iTunes or Stitcher, I would love for you to leave a review for Real World Networking. It makes a big difference. It helps people find the show. It helps me to reach more people. And it helps us all to grow our networks, because if we're all listening to this podcast, we'll get to know each other and we'll get to grow our networks and we'll be able to help one another. And that's what I want to do. I want to help you. So if you could do that real quick thing, just leave me a quick review. 5 stars if you like it. If you don't like it, leave me less. That's okay. It's more important that it's true and accurate than I get 5 stars. But I really, really hope that it's 5 stars that's been helpful. So leave me a review. And if you've already left me a review, share this with one person today. Share it with somebody that you want to network with or somebody that you already are connected with. And let them listen to it. See what they think. I'd love to hear their feedback as well. Have a good day.